This is RSBNB Update, episode 204, recorded Thursday, May 14th, 2009, The Offended Midget. Hello, everybody, RSBNB Update. Brad is not here this week as he has succumbed to fatigue. So this week I have King Kala.
Hello.
Who used to be a mod and distinguished forum member. Not that he's not distinguished anymore, but anyways.
Well, thank you for that clarification.
Paul is also here. Say hello, Paul.
Wait, you introduced me?
Yeah, I said Paul is also here.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Well, hello, everybody.
Yes, Paul is PFK99s or SilverWiz9, and also the one who did the remarkable marriage ceremony for our Valentine's Day contest of 2008.
See, you won't give that up, and my roommate from last year won't give that up. Luckily, those are the only two people.
Yeah, he got married on RuneScape for a competition.
Wow.
Guy.
Well, I got
congratulations.
Yes. We got divorced quickly after. It was annulled. It's all right.
Anyway, so we just have this little report feature update to talk about. So we're going to talk about that, then a few other tiny little things along the way. So the offense system, something that people have been cheering about on the forum, is getting 5 out of 5 for ratings and such.
Mm-hmm. Seems basically, people like it.
Yeah, basically what happens here is that all RuneScape offenses will expire after 12 months. So if you do something, it'll expire after 12 months. So say you get what's called a permanent mute, 12 months from now you'll be unmuted. Or a permanent ban, you'll be unmuted. And they say the main reason that they're doing this is because we accept that many players learn from their previous mistakes, especially small offenses committed a long time ago. This means if you have an account that has offenses on it, it is entirely entirely possible that they've been removed. To support this, we no longer issue black marks. We only record offenses themselves. And then now when you log into this offense system, there's two pillars. Are both you guys on the green zone at the very bottom?
Mm-hmm. Zero in my lifetime.
I think I'm there. I haven't checked.
Anyways, I'm sure you have a clean record, but what do you guys think of this?
Well,
I guess if you like to do bad things, this is very nice for you guys. But I mean, us the people who haven't done anything, it's like, what do you do?
Yeah, exactly. Kala?
Yeah, same for me. I mean, I haven't really done anything bad, so it's not like I have to worry about anything. Like, yay, my non-existent black marks got removed.
Woo! Yeah, they should give us all some sort of credit for people who had no black marks, you know?
Yeah, the goody two-shoes, like a gold star or something like that.
Yeah. Furthermore, we have changed the system to typically allow players who have their accounts stolen a chance to appeal offenses that occurred while it was hijacked. Typically, this happened because the hijacker unsuccessfully appealed, leaving the real owner with no chance to appeal for themselves. If you have ever had membership on the account and it built up a significant amount of game time, you'll have another chance to appeal after 21 days.
Hmm.
So, I don't know, that part's good, you know? But then
yeah, I like
again,
how you can appeal offenses that were, you know, when you're hacked. But then hopefully they can find a way to figure out if people were actually hacked during that time, because then there will be a bunch of people saying, oh, I got hacked, and then
yeah,
you know, they weren't.
Yeah, it's an easy cop-out.
But the thing and is, just, you guys remember they store IP addresses. So what you need to do is
true.
You just need to look at the correlation for when it happened as to what IP they were on, and if it was on a different ISP, then chances are they were hacked. So
you know, I was pulled the, oh, is that a public library and someone saw me log in, or
oh yeah,
they had a keylogger installed.
That's what public libraries are good for, being anonymous.
Yeah. Yep. Well, no, like if you logged on in a public location and then you logged off, that someone else had your credentials logged on from the same location, they'd say, oh, you weren't hacked. You were a dumbass and you were on You weren't went to the public library, and it's your own fault.
Yeah, there's no reason that should happen. But no, you guys, neither of you guys feel as though they're getting off too easy with this, you know?
Well, I don't know.
For some people, I guess it's not so bad because, I mean, to rack up, I guess 10 points was kind of hard back in the day. I guess you'd have to do quite a bit to get 10. And after that point, for some offenses, you probably shouldn't be coming back anyway.
Exactly.
I don't, like, certain people do major game exploits. I don't think they should be coming back at all.
Exactly.
At least not with the accounts that they got banned on.
Yes.
For minor
right.
things like,
language.
Like language or something, I can see maybe coming back, but for something that's a major offense, I don't know why you'd want them back, even if they matured. I mean, it's just poor decision-making, in my opinion.
That's sort of what I think, because if you think about it, as you said, with language, that's sort of a different case than exploiting the game, but I still feel that if somebody has done something bad in the past, they're going to do something bad in the future. So I just don't like the idea of anyone being able to appeal after. Well, no, the appeals are okay, I guess. It's just the thing that annoys me is a 12-month thing. That's what annoys me.
Because, you know, I don't know, because, you know, a lot of the users on RuneScape are teenaged boys, and as we all know, teenage boys are, you know, prone to making mistakes and, you know, doing bad things when they usually aren't thinking, right? So, I don't know, sometimes they do grow up after a year, but sometimes that's just a difference between 13 and 14, not
and
that
they
I'm
need
generalizing.
To be taught, and they need to be taught lessons. That's why I think it should stay. Because if you teach people you can get off with a slap on the hand, they're going to be causing problems for society later on down the road. They're going to be voting for political parties and such who are going to lighten up on all sorts of crime punishments. So I think that Jagex is doing a major disservice to society here. Oh,
yeah,
Paul, you got an offense from last year?
Yeah, I was looking through my stuff. I knew I had something, but it says the type is a mute. And last year when I got this thing, it was okay. It was because I called, or I went to Tears of Gunth, or not Tears, Fist of Guthix, and I was there was a guy in there who's like this little midget with a huge bag on the back, and I was like, wow, look, Jagex is getting lazy with her animations. They're making just little midgets and making this huge earwig thing. I mean, seriously, an earwig. And someone took offense to that, so they reported me. And by the time I was actually able to log in and check that, they said it wasn't appealable. I was still in the green zone. I had nothing against my account. So now I log in with their new system, and they say I have. It was 17th of July 2008, so it expires this July. The type is a mute. I don't remember ever being muted at all. And it says it's appealable, so I'll appeal the evidence. But wow.
So apparently calling someone height challenged is offensive language.
Very offensive, because I was just commenting that guy was a midget. And
it was an NPC, right?
Yeah, it was an NPC. How can an NPC take offense to that?
Oh, it's like the reporting NPC, you know?
Maybe they aren't really NPCs. J-mods in disguise.
But yeah, stuff like that, I agree, shouldn't be reportable, you know? It's just the big things, I think. Like, you can't be giving free passes, you know, to bigger things. Like, languages and mutes most of the time, okay. Unless it's something really bad, I can see where that's coming from, you know? But
like it's a really racist remark or something.
Yes,
like.
Yes, that would be something I think should have no chance for appeal, right?
Yeah.
And as we were talking about before, severe macroing, real world trading, account trading, exploiting the system, scamming, those things should all be cases where you should not be allowed to come back.
Because you're all in full aware of what you're
yes,
doing at
exactly.
the time.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So, oh, yes. And in light of this, they updated their rules to have three categories: honor, respect, and security. Which I think also is a mistake, and in my books, but what do you guys think about the updated rules?
I don't think it was really necessary for a variety of reasons. Generally, if you know the rules, you can find the rule that kind of fits what you want to report for someone for, and it'll go there. You don't need to break it into honor and whatever else. It's a little redundant.
And did you take a look at the rules page?
On the website?
Yes.
Why would anyone look at the rules?
After playing for this many years, rules I don't look at very often.
Yeah, well, they're all in like a more... they updated them.
Honor, respect, security.
Sort of. But, you know, I feel they were more concise before in the point form 1 through 14, you know?
Yeah.
Rather than having to read through this entire page.
Yeah.
Because...
But now what do you do? Now what do you say? Like, I'm going to report you for a lack of honor and respect? Or I mean... sounds kind of... stupid, you know? Not that I'm calling it stupid. It sounds stupid.
Yes.
My main issue is that people aren't going to want to click through each of these, and they're... I don't know. I think the point form, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways...
They're all pretty much the same thing as they were before, except I've noticed that they've added discrimination of any kind, whether based on another player's race, nationality, gender, sexual orientation, or religious beliefs. Wow.
See,
or solicitation.
And height is not in that discrimination, so there you go.
There's your out for appealing that offense.
Score.
Yeah, nice. There you are.
Oh, and Mushroom Queen wants to say hello, but she wants me to say something that isn't within my style, so anyways.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, something like that. So I'm not going to be saying that, but she says hello. Anyways, is there anything else on these rules we want to talk about?
Nah, rules are boring.
Oh, speaking of which, we updated the RSPNB rules once again.
Which are not boring. Difference.
Yeah, they're good. We had to update them because we use numbers and such, so... take a read at the RSPNB rules. Okay. Fan site support information. This topic is nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Nice deserve of applause.
Yes.
And
definitely.
Your favorite fan site is on that list.
Yep.
So,
yes.
We will have a quick find code for you to go and read this topic, and there are approximately 35 pages, and most of them complaining about one certain fan site that was excluded for obvious reasons, actually.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, the...
Yeah, go ahead.
The one that rhymes with my fez.
That's how they're getting around the censor on the topic, aren't they?
Or they're going I-bez with a Z. I love how that they're trying to get around the censor, so can't we report them for bypassing the censor?
Woo! Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, Jagex mods can technically read through the topic, which I think they are anyway, and, you know, start handing out the mutes or the warnings or whatever the heck they're doing now, because people are going around the censors and proving that, you know...
Proving the point, you know?
And yeah, now the site's full of people who want to go around the rules. Yeah, we want you guys to be part of our community.
And you notice how they all come there and post on the topic all the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'd probably do the same thing, but we wouldn't be continuing to spam, you know? So, anyways.
But we don't have to worry about that.
And then Mod Hobgoblin, as Paul wanted to call him, says that this list will change as time goes on. If a fan site isn't included on the list at the moment, there's absolutely nothing to say it won't be on the future. I have seen a few names thrown around in here that I'm very confident will be included on the list in the imminent future. We've been saying this for some time now that discussing fan sites, say fan sites won't get you into trouble. The one question we saw come up over and over is, which fan sites can we discuss? It's a logical question and one that needed to be answered. Hence the introduction of this list. Oh, and we can't guarantee the content of any of them, and we aren't responsible for them in any way, they say.
And they aren't going to try and interfere in the workings of any of the forums either, so...
That's good. So, take a read through this topic and let us know what you think about this. Quick find code will be in the notes at update.rsbnb.com.
Yeah, it's interesting that they, you know, acknowledge that 20 of these fan sites exist.
Yeah.
As well, you know.
It's kind of hard that you haven't even heard of a few of them, you know? Like, have you heard of... Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the other ones in other languages we wouldn't have heard of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I should start a Klingon fan site.
Somehow I don't think that they would accept that as, you know...
You know, they're
actively supporting the community or something like that, aren't
they? Technically, aren't Klingons supposed to be destructive? Technically, all you'd have to have is RuneScape on there for a little bit of the time, and then, as soon as it's on the list, go whatever you want to be.
You know, there's six people in the world that speak Klingon fluently.
And
are you one of them?
No, I'm not.
I'm not even.
You speak it partially?
I know a few words.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. But, well, we don't have time to hear them today. Maybe some other time, Shane.
Yeah, that's why we're going to move on to the development diary, Fairy Graphics
yes.
Part 2, modeling.
Yes, move on. Moving on.
So, you guys take a read through this, Paul and King Kola?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it looks pretty cool, the graphics that they've done, like the tree houses and everything. Looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
Not that I'll ever see them anyways, but whatever.
Yeah, I want to go for a walk through there, you know? Like, I think if based on these images that come up, I think that if this is what's actually happening, it might become my favorite area in RuneScape.
Yeah, for the time being, anyway.
So, they show this one going from wireframe to flat shading to textured
model. Flat shading doesn't look half bad. I mean,
well,
they add
that's
the texture model, and that really looks really, really nice.
Mm-hmm. That's what you see when you're running a standard detail.
I think it'll look good when it's all done.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it
is looking quite impressive for, especially it's all based in Justin Java. I mean, that's excellent.
Yeah, it would help if I had a computer that could run Java easily. But I want to do that part quest. Or that quest.
Why are you so interested in doing that quest there, Shane?
Because it's relating to farming.
Oh, really? Why do you think that would be?
Because all the fairies are related to farming and it's green there.
Alright, what did they say in here? We want the fairy area to feel magical and organic, and nothing speaks organic like a farming skill. Woo!
Well, no, they didn't say that. You said that.
No, they said that in there. We want the fairy area to feel magical and organic. Woo!
Yeah, but they didn't say about the farming skill.
Yeah, but, you know, organic equals farming, let's be honest.
Yeah,
and I like or whatever.
How you did a little, woo!
Woo!
So, anyways, it should be interesting to see when this comes out, and I hope it's sometime in the coming months, you know? But... Mm-hmm. We shall wait and see. So, take a read through this. Next up is the release notes for this week. Does anybody have anything they want to point out?
Nothing too outstanding.
Okay. My favorite thing on this week is there is a graphical fix that stopped players from getting stuck in the walls of their house.
What?
Yeah, that's one of the points on the list.
I wonder how you get in your wall in the first place.
I don't know, but that sounds
maybe coming out of build mode.
Yeah, remember how when construction first came out, there'd be the bugs where you would get stuck on the second floor or something, and you'd have to teleport out.
Yeah, there have been a ton of bugs with player-owned houses.
Yeah, you know it's sort of weird how that works because. they should have somehow tested an abstract model of a sandbox for player-owned houses before actually starting development on the skill. Now, for whoever's heads that just went over, basically what that means is they should have created something that was purely in theory and tested it before actually applying it to player-owned houses.
Like the 2,000 people or whatever it was in the one guy's house after he got 99 construction and the mayhem that resulted after.
Exactly. So, you know, it sometimes I wonder with JX's design process, but most of the time stuff comes out okay. But
I don't know. I like reading a few of these, like the zombie masks should no longer distort female players' heads.
Or I know.
Improved the animations for cats catching rats. The cat should no longer glide but pounce ferociously.
Woo! Cats.
Cats.
Yeah. Anyways.
Name Shane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not much else here that's that interesting unless you guys find, say, grammatical fixes interesting.
So. No.
At our bank deposit box and random events. But anyways, Paul, was that link meant to imply anything?
What if back when you were talking about it, but no longer.
Okay.
No longer.
Well, that's it for RuneScape updates this week, I think. So we're going to move on to questions now. Paul, you want to take the first one?
Grammatical errors. Woo!
Paul.
Yeah. Okay, the first question. The hottest, as in spicy, thing you've ever eaten. Me, I had two, I believe that's jalapenos, sorry about the spelling, at a friend's house. Sorry to dampen you, soul, I think?
I gang guess. Guy.
I think that's soul, just an extra letter. Gang guy. P.S., can you attach songs to emails using from iTunes? I want to attach Canadian Idiot, but I don't know how. So the hottest thing, as in spicy, I've ever eaten, I really don't know. But what's the green stuff that you have with? So I think it's horseradish or something or other that comes with sushi.
I don't know.
Can't think of the name.
But
that stuff is spicy.
Okay. I'll look it up. I think. I know.
Also, jalapenos in your eye really hurt.
Oh, yeah, that
does. When I was like, probably about 3 or 4.
Oh, it's wasabi. That's what it is.
Wasabi, yes. That stuff is very spicy.
Yeah, anything spicy in your eye is bad.
Yes. Most things in your eye is bad, but spicy stuff, it just hurts.
So don't try this at home, kids.
So Paul's going to say wasabi.
That's zero. I don't know. I had an East Indian dish a little while ago, which had very strong curry in it, and I couldn't finish it.
Oh, I'd like to have one of those.
One bite, and I turned into the King Black Dragon. Oh, enough said.
So you grew two extra heads?
Yeah, two extra heads. It was that powerful.
It was nuclear?
Yeah, and I breathed fire.
You know. I try some of that. That's
A good idea. Where can we get some of this?
I don't know.
What was it called?
I can't even remember what it was called. It was some samosas. I think that's what it was. A samosa.
I don't know. What? Give me the spelling. I want to put a link in the note. But
yeah,
you can do that.
Samosa. Oops.
You can do that.
Yeah,
after.
I think that's what it is.
Sadly for me, I think the hottest thing I've ever had was, I don't know, it'd have to be jalapenos. You know?
They are spicy.
Huh?
They are spicy.
I know, I would, whenever, I had to stop getting them in my Subway sandwiches because they would leave an aftertaste for the next 24 hours, which,
jeez.
So,
I've never had one before. I'm smart enough to not try it.
And that's even after rinsing and brushing teeth.
have some dairy products and or bread.
No thanks.
Should help ease the... Well, I know your distaste for those type of things, but I think you can have bread all right. But that should help calm the spice.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to have to say, and that's from Gangai. And no, if you send us large files in your email, that's not nice.
Yeah.
We can look up a song if we need a song. Kola, next one, just substitute Brad's name in, or just remove Brad's name.
Yeah. All right. Hey, guys, what's your favorite cheese? Mine's Gouda. And Shane, I recently installed Windows 7, and I figured out that I couldn't run RuneScape High Def anymore. At least I think that's what it is. I tried doing everything the RuneScape website told me to do, and it still didn't work. Is there a way to trick Windows into running RuneScape HD? Thanks, Brian.
Hmm. You guys say your favorite cheeses first.
Hmm.
Parmesan's good, and blue cheese. Pretty darn tasty.
Ew. Ew.
Awesome stuff.
Kala?
I don't know. I think he's like meaning kind of exotic type cheeses, but I don't know. Any like Canadian brie is pretty good. I like brie or any Swiss cheese or something like that. You know, it's kind of good.
Okay, I don't have a favorite cheese, but any ideas on this Windows 7 problem?
I'd try to update his graphics card driver. Make sure that's all. Set.
Okay.
I would think that would install automatically through Windows Update, but if it hasn't, like if you notice if you can't get Arrow to turn on and you can't change your resolution to a very nice resolution, I would suggest trying to update your graphics card drivers. If it's ATI, go to ATI's website. If it's NVIDIA, go through their website and just type in your model number, and if you don't know it, then I think they both have automatic scanners that tell you what you have.
Windows 7 actually worked with Arrow before installing any special graphics drivers for me.
I don't know if mine did or not. I think it did the max resolution for me right when I had it. It went to 1920 by 1200 right when I got it, but I don't think it had Arrow on.
Another thing I want to say is make sure you have installed Java.
Yeah. Gotta get Java.
Because Java doesn't come with Windows 7 by default. So make sure you have Java installed.
And there are different types of Java, aren't there? I mean, you can try different types. Like,
Not so much anymore. Microsoft stopped making theirs, so it's extremely old. The best one is the one you get from java.com. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. java.com/get Java.
Yeah. I wish we could update our Java on the Mac, but sadly, no.
Anyways. Just another thing wrong with the Mac, eh, Shane?
No. Thank you, Brian.
No, it's Brian.
Okay, Brian. Dear Shane, Brad, Brad's name is now Paul, and King Cola, what is your favorite program to use on the computer? That's from Marking22.
So, favorite program? I'd say Firefox, because it's the internet, and I love the internet. End of story.
Okay.
The most used program I would definitely say is Firefox, but for most favorite, other than just getting to the internet, Steam's pretty darn nice because I can get to my games.
Oh yeah, Steamy is nice. People need to use Steam instead of Xfire.
Yes.
Xfire looks like
Can you download games through Xfire and
No.
Keep your purchase? See, that's where Steam comes in handy.
Yeah.
You get all your games through Steam, you can purchase through Steam, and if you get a new computer, log into, or even if you don't have a new computer, you go to someone else's computer, put Steam on that computer, you can get all your games for free. And then, I mean, you can only be on one location at one time, but it's awesome.
Yep. Okay. I guess it's my turn, isn't it? As we said, the most useful would be Firefox, but as for my favorite to use, that's a toss-up between Coda and TextMate. Because, like, the way I looked at this question is what has the nicest user interface and what's the nicest to use from a usability standpoint? That's why I said Coda or TextMate. And you guys probably don't know what those are, do you?
Not particularly, no.
TextMate. Hence the silence.
TextMate is a very powerful text editor on the Mac. That's what that is. And Coda is all in one kind of web development kit, sort of like Dreamweaver is. It does FTP, it has a CSS design mode, it has editing mode, and it has preview mode. So, yeah, it's sort of like a nicer looking version of Dreamweaver that doesn't lag when you type, unless you've got a 1400 line file open. In that case, it starts to lag. The reason it lags is because it does syntax highlighting. So.
So
definitely recommended for casual use only. Not for any large projects. But, yeah, that's all I have. I don't really have any favorite Windows programs. They're all too ugly.
But now, don't
they
say
are.
Ugly.
You were just saying Steam was awesome.
I know it is. It is from a like the way it works standpoint, but it could do with a makeover.
You mean you don't like that's Word nice. And that sort of thing?
No.
No?
I like Pages better.
Pages.
Yes. Thank you, Marking. Next question. Paul?
Sorry, I was reading welcome back to the update, King Kala.
Whee!
Hearty thing. Okay, anyway, what is your opinion on this? And he links to a comic, and it says Love Girth.
Oh.
And I was reading through the comic when you switched me.
Rigoletto. Isn't that an opera?
Maybe.
I don't know, but go through the comic.
Oh, want me to read the entire?
Well, no, just a general point of it.
So there's a Canadian Mountie, and he catches some guy breaking the law and bringing pistols into Canada, eh? We have grave punishments for that. Very grave indeed. I'm writing this note to your mother, telling her everything. If they catch you back here, by God, I'll make sure you sit in the corner by my... Or wait. If I catch you back here, by God, I'll make you sit in the corner myself. He'll think about that. Sirs. Some guy comes up behind.
He'll think twice about that.
No, twice about that, yes.
I wonder if a Canadian made this comic.
That would be interesting to figure out.
I don't know. Because if you think about it, you know, it's kind of like this kind of a playing on our gun control thing, you know? But
and our criminal offense system.
Yeah, we're not going to go there, though. That's a topic for another show that we can go on for hours about. Because there was this little thing called the gun control program that didn't work. It attempted to get handguns off the street, but there are still handguns. And all the guns that are problems are the illegal, unregistered ones. And you really think spending billions of dollars trying to hunt these down is an effective use of taxpayers' money? I don't think so. Mr. Dictator Kretchen.
Of course, anyways. Paul wouldn't know who that is, but you can look him up on WikiQuote. He has quite a few funny quotes there.
Yeah.
Especially something about a proof is a proof. And it's a good proof because it's proven.
His government was regarded to as a nice dictatorship because it was in power for 12 years. Jeez. And the party members weren't allowed to speak their mind. And if they wanted to do something else other than what the leader wanted, they'd get thrown out.
That's dictatorship right there.
But the funny thing is everybody voted for it, so... Bow, yes, back to the comic. Thoughts? Opinions?
I don't know. I think I look at it as satire, and, you know, it's not making fun of the Mounties, it's making fun of people's perception of the Mounties.
Yes.
You know?
I bet
kinda, this kind of like South Park, you know, how they make fun of... You know, perceptions of things, not the things themselves.
I hate that show. That and Family Guy.
Those are two awesome shows. South Park, though, they have their hits and misses. They've had quite a few misses, but Family Guy is good stuff. Seth MacFarlane is one hell of a guy. He's the animator who does almost all the voices and writes. He's a good guy.
I don't know. It's a typical comic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But
that's all right. It's funny. Said,
yeah, that's Rigoletto, by the way.
Ah.
Yeah, I knew it was something opera.
Where was that anyway? Where'd you see that?
I YouTubed it.
No, like, where'd you see Rigoletto?
It says Rigoletto at the top of that comment, or the comic.
Hark a Vagrant?
A Rigoletto, no. The comics adaption. Isn't that an ad?
Yeah, I don't see any of that. Yeah. Then again, I've got Firefox with no script and AdBlock Plus, so I don't see hardly anything anyway.
Well, Shane just embarrassed himself.
Woo! Can we move on?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Earth. It's a nice comic.
It is.
King Kula, next question.
All right. Hey there, Shane, Paul, and King Kula. Yes, King Kula. I have two suggestions for you, and I want you to give me feedback on them. Number one, have you ever thought of having a contest where Brad every week on the update gives where he lives and kind of win a skill?
You're cutting out.
Oh, oops.
Okay, good. That's not just my end.
Number two, then, have you ever considered having Shane's sister and Brad's girlfriend on the show? And if you couldn't, because they know nothing about RuneScape, have them do real-life episodes like Uncorked? Keep up the great show, smiley face. And Brad, I'm waiting for a pic of your new hair. Brendan P1224. A clue as to where he lives.
No, I don't think that will be happening because we tried something like that before, and giving away a competition rank for that wouldn't be something in line of what the site was doing. So, no to the first one. And as for the second one, we've discussed this before, but he doesn't want to have his girlfriend on the show, so it likely won't be happening.
And I don't think Chance wants his sister on the show either.
So, yeah, there's your two answers. And, yes, we want a picture of Brad's hair as well.
And we want a picture of your hair too, Shane.
No, you don't need one of those. Thank you, Brendan. Paul?
Dear Shane, Paul, and King Kula, have there been many people ask me what I think about RuneScape on Sony PlayStation Portable. What do you think? And great job on the show by Darkened Sea. I haven't really played with the Sony PSP at all, so...
Me neither.
I think the PSP has gotten eclipsed by something called the iPhone. For gaming. What do you guys think?
Well, there are probably more iPhones than PSPs, and if not, it certainly has more coverage than the PSP, for press-wise anyway. And at this point, it's probably a better platform to develop for. So,
You know, it's interesting with it, though, because from a development standpoint, that's a good thing about RuneScape. Anything that can run Java will run RuneScape. So it's more potential markets for them, but how can you manage to play RuneScape on something so small? Is the PSP touch, or does it use a stylus? Or I'm not familiar with it. How does it work?
It's not touch, and it doesn't use a stylus. It's just a... it's basically buttons. It's buttons. Just like a Game Boy would be.
So that's kind of hard to move around then for a RuneScape interface then, you know? But
yeah. I don't know how to really do too much.
Yeah. So I think it would be kind of limiting, you know, to have that on there. But I guess people can do whatever they want to do. It's just sort of for novelty's sake, you know? But
Or like RuneScape Mobile on their their phone or something like that. For the really obsessed.
Yes. When people say why don't you do a mobile version of RuneWire or RSBNB or the forums or something? Well, maybe the forums, but that's not a priority right now. But for a mobile version of RuneWire and the site, you know, it's like, All we have on the site is RuneScape-related features, so why would you want to access that from your phone? Same goes for RuneWire. You don't play it on your phone, right? So, I don't know. We might be, if we get a new theme for the forum, we might hope for something that can get shrunk down to a mobile version, but don't quote me on that, because I'm not entirely sure if it will happen or not. But, I don't know. It's on the would-be-nice list, you know?
Would be nice, but isn't going to
happen. Wanted or needed. So, that's how I separate what I'm going to be doing. I keep a need list, a want list, and a would-be-nice list. So, as for what game platform do you guys think would suit RuneScape the best that's already existing, Paul?
I think the DS or the DSi, whatever, probably could do it decently because of the two screens. You'd have the ability to have like your game screen up top, and then below you'd have all the controls, or at least, you know, like
your
HD
item
controls.
Screens.
Yeah.
Your item screens and that sort of thing.
I think that could do decent work, but you couldn't type worth anything. Then again, I don't think most mobile platforms you could type anyway.
Yeah.
I could see for that, you could probably have it on a phone, but then again, you wouldn't be able to see anything. So you could type, but you couldn't see anything. I guess if they came out with like a DS type thing, and then they also had a keyboard either that came up via a pop-up menu or something, that wouldn't be too bad. You'd be able to do pretty much anything else you'd want to. I mean, I don't think you'd do HD, but you'd be able to do standard definition with pretty much all the features as normal RuneScape.
Okay. What about through something like Xbox Live or something like that? How would that work?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Xbox Live is one of my favorite subjects.
Well, no, I don't mean like Xbox Live, but, you know, like Xbox 360
Arcade. Like, maybe, but I think that it would be, it's too different in terms of controls, because it uses a controller and you have to have a separate keyboard enabled to type.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my vote is for the Wii, actually, because if you think about using the Wiimote as a pointer device to, like, navigate and stuff, that's actually easier than using a controller. Am I right, or? I don't know.
Well, I think it would probably be easier than using a controller. I agree with that.
So
it'd be more like a mouse in that sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, do you guys have Wiis?
Nope.
Yes, actually. Got one for Christmas, although it's a shared between my sister and I haven't played on it more than an hour. So.
Yeah, it's fun. You should try it.
Well, I've played at school. One of my buddies has one. We play Smash all the time. And
oh, yeah, that's games. Fun. Ever play
Wii Fit?
If you have
a group of people, that's... Huh?
Ever play Wii Fit?
Oh, yeah, we got the Wii Fit. Or that. Okay, yeah, we got the console. My sister got the console, and I got the Wii Fit. So... Yeah, like, I'm going to use the Wii Fit. So it's a shared console, just like our PlayStation 1 was a shared console.
Oh, that sounds good. Anyways, thank you for the nice question, Dark and Sea.
Good question.
Yes. Yep.
Dear Paul, Shane, and King Kala, would any of you ever take a non-paying job working on RuneScape's future updates with Jagex? Answer that first. Paul?
I guess if it was in the United States and I had time for it, sure. If it was in the United States, because that's where I am, and I don't have time for it, which is probably the case, then no, I would not take a non-paying job.
Okay.
I don't know. If it was like an all expenses paid thing, then maybe. But you know, I guess that wouldn't be a non-paying job then. So yeah. Probably not, because I'd have to get all the way over there, find a new place, and you know, it's not. That inexpensive over
there.
Yeah,
they have a high cost of living. I wouldn't want
to. Not to mention that you know, working on Jagex is, or however the hell you say it, is probably pretty demanding. You know, all the work that they have to do, all the stuff that they have to put up with as well.
Yeah, you can sort of see that from the outside, but they try their best.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't take that kind of job. The next part, after all the humans died from the uprising of zombies and robots, who would win? Zombies or the robots? Those questions were from Haze Over. Kala?
I would say the robots, because the zombies would, without any human feed off, without any human flesh to feed off of, they would, you know, start attacking each other, maybe. Or, because they wouldn't attack the robots, because the robots aren't food. So the robots would take them over, and then it would be all robots on the earth, you know?
Okay.
Like that Flight of the Conchords song, "The Humans Are Dead."
Paul?
I'd also have to go with the robots. Supposing they could have a sustained power source, then the robots would take over. And if they couldn't sustain their power, then both the zombies and the robots would pretty much be screwed over in that point, and they'd kind of both die.
Oh, they'd find a way.
Yeah, I mean, zombies, they need, at least our traditional view of zombies, they need human flesh to live off of, or flesh in general. And if all of the flesh is no longer living, then that'd be a little tough. And if the robots couldn't, I mean, I would expect that when, by the time robots could take over anything, they could sustain power from solar or whatever, then they could come in and wipe everybody out.
Yeah.
But until then, don't worry about it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah,
especially
robots.
The zombie part. I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Robots will win. Speaking of robots, next week Terminator Salvation comes out.
Hmm.
So, that should be interesting.
You will be terminated. Does it have Arnold in it?
It has Christian Bale in it, our favorite angry actor.
Oh, well, that's the next best thing, I guess.
I'm not sure. Did we find out if he's making that cameo or not?
Arnold?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'll just have to wait and see, but... Thank you. Dear Shane, Paul, and the Kullermeister. Interesting name.
Yeah.
Do you
cool.
think the entire
I like
that your entire future should be based around tests such as the ACT and the SAT? Also, do you think grades matter? Thanks and congrats on making the Jagex recommended fan sites. That's from Power Crazy. Okay. So, tests, ACT and SAT, we don't have those here. They're not mandatory.
Nope. Well, we do have the ones in grade school, like grade 4, grade 7, grade 10, for like reading, writing, and math and that sort of thing, but they're not really that important.
We have the something that is like Stanford or some test in grade school, and then when you're in high school, you if you want to go to college, you take the SAT. Usually that's the one you take. You can take the ACT, but once you're in somewhere, those scores mean absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. Same thing with grades. When you're in high school, those grades matter to getting into college. When you're in college, high school grades don't matter. Those grades matter. And once you're out of college, no one cares the least about your grades.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is right.
Supposing you're not actually getting graded on what you're doing, in which case, you know, whatever. But
Yeah, that's the same philosophy that I have, Paul. So thank you for answering the question for me.
I don't think I can add much more to that either. It's pretty true.
Yeah, only thing is that here in Alberta, the standardized testing are grade 3, 6, and 9, not 4, 7, and 10.
Mm.
So, yeah, but if you're asking broadly if grades matter in the short term, I think they do.
Yep.
As long as you're getting what you need to be getting, then that's fine, I feel. But you should also be holding yourself to some higher standard, I feel, you know? So, that's what I feel on that. But anybody else have anything?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you, Power Crazy. Oh, Paul. So you? I trust you did the SATs with a good score.
Yeah, I took the SATs twice and the ACTs once, and I don't remember the scores.
So you failed
the
first time?
No, I don't think you can fail unless you don't know how to spell your name. I think you get like, or you get like 600 points for spelling your name right.
Wow.
Yeah, they try to give you at least a little bit. I think I had this is like the year after they switched over to the new system. Like I think before it was 1600 was the max, and then the next year it was or the year that I started, it was 2,500 was the max, or something like that, whatever it is now. I think I had like a 17 something. That was fine. Got me to where I wanted to be, which is a pretty good school. I can't complain about that at all. ACTs, I took it once. I was already in to where I wanted to be, so I don't remember what they were.
You should have did what Brad did if you're already in and, like, write complete bullshit on the back of your paper that you didn't understand. Did you listen to that one when he was talking about his religious education test and his physics test?
Religious education test?
Yeah.
Wow.
What? What's that? Really?
He wrote that the Bible is the greatest work of fiction.
On it. Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you guys must have missed that one. It was a few weeks back.
I actually have... I've had very little time in the past couple weeks because of exams and stuff. I haven't listened to an update in about 2 months. sorry.
Oh. Wow. I'll make a note of that. Thank you.
I even downloaded them, put them on my iPod. I just haven't listened to them.
Well, that's all that counts as long as we get the numbers.
Yep.
Can call the next question.
Next question. Let's see here. Dear Brad and Shane and King Kula, well, Paul, and I was wondering how you fund the site. To Shane and to all, can you come to my 99 runecrafting party, which will probably be on May 24th at 2 p.m. RSBNB time? Also, have you ever played any Star Trek games, and what were your opinions? Keep up the great show, Frostybow. Shane, how do you fund the site?
Through ads and donations.
I thought so.
So, as a result, the ads are just there. They work based on clicks and views, and so we're not allowed to encourage anybody to click on them. So please don't just assume that we want you to click on them, because we're not telling you to do that, because that's a violation of the terms of service. But we also get a share for each view of the ad. And donations. And if you want to help donate, of course, you know where you can go. You can click on the RSBNB main page, and then under RSBNB, just click Support Us, and you'll get your name down there and a nice donor rank on the forums.
And in Clan Chat, too. So.
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot about Clan Chat. So... that's how the site is funded, all entirely. So, yeah, we like getting donations and stuff. And so that's how the site is funded. So, for anybody else who's wondering, and no, we don't give exact numbers out.
Well, I think a big thank you is in order to you and Mike for keeping the site up all of these many months.
Yeah, it is something that we learned to do and have to deal with various things that come along. Some of them are annoying, like the all these little incidences that have been happening recently, but what can we do? We can't just ban people randomly, because if they do that, well, I mean, not randomly, but the people who are causing that, because if we do that, then they just come back with a new account, so we haven't solved anything, and they're having fun doing it, so, yeah.
Yep.
Next part of the question. Oh, the runecrafting party, are you guys going?
Maybe. It's the day after my birthday. I think it's on a Sunday, though, so...
Yeah.
I will probably be at my cabin, so I probably will not be there. I have no internet.
Oh, your birthday is May 23rd, then.
Yep. That'll be that Saturday. Then.
You're going to be 20.
I'll be 20. Yep.
Or 2.
What?
20 or 2?
20.
Okay.
Why would he be turning 2, Shane?
I don't know.
I was trying to think if that was a very weird, like, some weird, happens every 10 years that I'd be turning 20, or turning 2. Anyway.
Oh, thank you, Frosty Bo.
Any Star Trek games?
Oh, right. Can't forget that part, can we?
Yes, we can.
I played pretty much every major Star Trek PC game that's been out. That includes, both Star Trek Elite Force 1 and 2, Hidden Evil, which was rather good, Armada 2, Bridge Commander, Starfleet Command 3, and Star Trek Legacy. So yeah, those are the only games I pretty much play single player on are the Star Trek ones.
But if you played one. I didn't even play it. I tried to install it, and my keyboard didn't work with it because it was old.
Which
one? I installed it. I don't remember. I have no idea what it was.
There were also a few from the 90s, like Star Trek Borg, it was called, and Star Trek Generations, the game. But both those were severely bugged. So, yeah, that's what I play for that. If you're wondering, Elite Force is a shooter based on the Quake engine. Hidden Evil was basically a single-player game that was uncovering a mystery. And Armada 1 and 2 are the real-time strategy games, so take your pick from there. But they're still fun to play. Thank you, Frosty Bo. Dear Shad and King Kulla, I'm assuming that means Shane and Brad. So I guess it would be what? Shawl.
Shulking. We'll be shulking.
Dear Shawl and King Kulla, have you ever laughed while drinking a beverage and had it come squirting out your nose really fast? I did it the other day and it hurt because it was tea. That's from Kenny.
Not guilty.
Yeah, not guilty on that one.
I've had it happen before, but it hasn't come out all the way. It just went up into my nose.
Ouch.
that would still hurt.
Yeah. And it was something bubbly, too, so felt weird. But no, so three no's across the board. I don't know how that would happen. Typically, I try to contain myself when I'm eating or drinking, you know?
So. Yeah, bad things can happen when you're laughing around food, especially if there's a lot of food and you're swinging your arms or something that wasn't supposed to happen.
What are you trying to say?
You start laughing and want to smack the table or something, and then you get a fork stuck in your hand or something. I don't know. Oh. I haven't done it. I'm just...
Yeah, I was laughing once at a table, and I knocked my drink over.
Yep.
Because I was pointing at the same time. But thank you, Kenny.
Yep.
Paul, you want to read the next one?
Sure. I recently had a problem concerning access to RSVNB. I tried everything, like renewing the DNS and clearing my cache. I finally called my ISP, who is Rogers, and after half an hour of trying everything, I already tried it. The guy on the line found he could replicate the problem from another IP address. He said that he'd get the tech guys on it, and 2 days later I got a call saying that they'd fixed the problem. But when I checked, I still couldn't reach the website, which is RSVNB. Yeah. Finally, today I tried to use a proxy server, and I could reach RSVNB. My question is, what do you think my problem is? Does it have to be, or does it have anything to do with the RSVNB server, or just my ISP? This has been happening for about 2 or 3 weeks, and I forget the exact date that it started. This is from ColinSoccer123.
Ha! It's probably related to the RSVNB server move.
It's probably related to the server move, but it's not at your end. I mean, it's not at RSVNB's end. I think it's at his end. If you can access it through a different server or not a proxy, then it should work.
It sounds like it's a DNS problem, you know?
Yeah.
But there's nothing I can really do about that from this end because it's working for everybody else. There's only a few people who have that problem.
I'm going to just suggest
something here. I just want to see something here. So I'm going to tell you to do a few things first, Colin, because it's hard to obviously diagnose over an audio or a question. So first off, I'm going to get you to ping rsbnb.com and note what IP address that is. And then second, I'm going to get you to run a trace route to RSVNB and see what that says. Send me both of the results to my email, shane@rsvnb.com. Then we'll go from there. Then based on what that says, you might want to try OpenDNS because it is a DNS issue. But I just want to find out how widespread the problem is. But seeing as it's working for everybody else, it's kind of hard for us to figure out what's going on, you know? So, I don't know. But do what I just said to do, and then contact me through email if that's working for you. Thanks, Colin.
See, this is where RSBNB mobile would be handy.
Yeah, but it would still be run through the same servers, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
So,
and then you get a warning noise like that.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of finding out where the DNS is tripping up. But I did get an email about something similar to it. I just want to confirm that it's happening. Also, when you email me, send me your IP address that you have with Rogers, because that will help as well. I'm sorry if that went over your guys' heads, but it's just a little tech support. Because basically what the DNS system does for you mere mortals out there is it, in essence, translates the named address that you give your browser, so rsbnb.com, into a number, the IP address. That's what the DNS system does. And if you're not getting to the site with rsbnb.com, you'll be having this problem. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. But anyways, last question can go to King Kala.
Hey, Shane, I've recently started up my RuneScape career after being hacked several times, and don't even get me started, and I'm looking for something new and exciting. Are there any starting tips for farming you could give me? I'm currently level 6. Yeah. If you could give me any pointers on where to start, that would be awesome. Sincerely, Sir Savage 6.
Well, ideally what you want to do is you want to get level 30 first. That way then you can actually work with trees. So with that being said, to get level 30, just farm the allotments in a chain farming run. Chain farming is the act in which you go to all of the allotments in one farming run and keep doing that and keep doing that. I remember having good times when I was doing that because a full farming run throughout all the patches, hops and bushes included, would take around 90 minutes. And then by the time you get back, it's time to get started again. And I think I did that for about 3 hours once. So fun. So that's what you want to do first, and then after that, start with trees and fruit trees and herb farming. But I'm going to send you to the I'm going to send you to the YouTube channel to look up how to farm part 1 and 2. Links will be in the notes to those videos. Thank you, Sir Savage. We love farming here, don't we?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yay.
Yeah, did you guys...
pretty much all I do is herb farming. That's
it. Did you guys hear my discussion about how I want to look like a farmer?
With, like coveralls and, like...
Yes, and a hat, and not be so slim, you know, and maybe be a little bit more wide, you know?
Like
in RuneScape or in real life?
On RuneScape.
Oh,
just check it.
Like, just go to any small Albertan town, and you'll see what I mean. But, yeah. So, links will be in the notes for these videos. Thank you, Sir Savage. And a little note. Audio questions. We like audio questions. Send us audio questions. They can go to questions@rsbnb.com. They should be under 30 seconds in length. Waiver MP3, please. Yes.
Yes, but there weren't any this week, so yeah, we would like some next week.
Yeah, because audio questions are just so much better because we actually get interaction with you, and we can hear your voice, and it's as if you're actually a part of the show, you know? And another good reason to send in audio questions is they're almost always included unless they're very objectionable. But even then, if they're objectionable, they're still included. So, yeah. We've had audio questions about... all kinds of things. Just listen to last year's clip show.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's it for questions, and on to tech news. Oh, Microsoft versus Apple. So typical, so typical, so typical. Microsoft's latest ad. iTunes and the iPod are crazy expensive. Wes Moss, certified financial planner, explains that iTunes costs a lot, while ZunePass costs a little. The argument, of course, is that a buck a song or more filling up your iPod costs way more than $15 a month, the cost of a Zune subscription. So what do you guys think?
Can the, you know, if the Zune store, can you do the $15 a month and have any, is it non-DRM? Or is that still DRM'd?
They're DRM.
No.
But you get to keep 10 songs a month that are DRM free.
That's like one CD.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's nice that you can download as much as you want for $15 a month, but the fact that it's DRM'd, that's kind of crippling it.
Yes, I have to agree with that. So.
Sorry, explain to me what DRM'd is.
Digital rights management. Basically, it means you have to authenticate your computer with some other system in order for you to even play the music on your system.
So it's copyright protected.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's a dying thing, thankfully, but it's still around, unfortunately.
Yeah. What's the Microsoft thing called? Plays for Sure? Is that it, or is that the old one?
Sounds familiar. I don't know, though.
Yeah, so that's the only problem I see with the Zune store, but I don't know. I wouldn't want to be seen with the Zune.
They're not that bad. I like my iPod, don't get me wrong. I mean, I've got... the other thing I don't like is iTunes so much, but I've got Rockbox on there, which is a different firmware, and I don't really want to set up iTunes anymore, so I've just been dragging files over through Rockbox. You just drag files over and drop them, and they're there, and you can play them. The bad thing, it doesn't work with my car, so I can't plug it in and have it do the normal iTunes thing.
I see. Yeah, I don't know. Khaled, what do you have for an MP3 player?
Well, I've got a 8-gig third generation Nano. You know, the fat ones.
I don't know.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
See, Microsoft probably would have won if they had been there first, you know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I played with a Zune, and it's got the same kind of dual-axis menuing system that Xbox Live and Windows Media Center has. I don't like that. So...
I have not actually seen a Zune in real life anywhere. I don't even think at a store. So, I mean, everywhere I go, everyone has an iPod or something I've never heard of, or just their phone.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone with a Zune in real life. I mean, I know they're out there, and it's everywhere, but I just don't see it.
Is focusing on is that it would cost a good deal of money to fill it up legally, but who knows anybody that actually filled up their iPod legally?
Man, I'm just gonna stretch and I'm not that person.
Well, you can put CDs into iTunes and import them through.
Yeah,
there,
but
so.
that takes lots of time, you know. So.
Yeah, it does. They got it faster now. Well, it depends on the size of the CD, of course.
But, so, yeah.
If you're ripping it 320 kilobits a second, MP3 or AAC, then that's about 45 seconds a song, depending on the hard drive and all that. 45 seconds a song times 12 songs, and maybe 50 CDs worth for a decent sized collection, it adds up quite quickly. But then again, you do it once and you're done. But
yeah. Mm-hmm. So
you have to keep the CD somewhere, spaces.
It's something that Microsoft is working on, but I think that there's no way they can catch up to the iPod now.
No.
But in brighter news, there are some new Get a Mac ads. You guys have any favorites out of this bunch?
Let's see if I've seen these.
My favorite is the PC Choice Chat. It's this one where there's this helpline going on, and then there's PCs calling in and having problems. That one's fun.
Yeah, I like the customer care one.
Yeah.
That one's cool.
Hello, I'm a Mackie.
PC Choice Chat.
PC Choice Chat.
Yes, the radio show that helps people pick the best PCs for them. Hey, let's go to the phones. Tom from Kalamazoo, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? What PC do you recommend for people who hate getting viruses?
Oh, that's a good question.
Crank call. Let's go to Wendy from Fairfield. Hello.
What PC offers great customer support like Mac Genius?
No, not doing that one. Let's go to Greg from Dearborn, Michigan. You're on the air.
I'm a longtime PC user. Now I'm thinking about switching to Mac.
I love doing that.
Big old sigh.
And then there's elimination and... elimination where they use a Megan. So take a look at these ads. They're fun.
They're wonderfully biased, but they're oh so funny.
Yes.
Even I will agree to that. I mean, I know I'm more of a Windows fanboy than anything, but I'm not a fanboy enough to say that other operating systems aren't right for other people. Like, I have not ever used a Mac, at least not a recent one. So, but yeah, I think the Mac ads are a bit biased at this point. Like, you don't want to get a virus.
They are, but they do illustrate some points. They are, yes, biased.
Crackling. Is that me?
Yeah, someone's crackling. Is that me? Is it you?
Oh, it must be me, because I can't hear it. That's not good.
Yes.
I think, Paul, you can take this next story, because it's what you gave me.
Okay. Farewell, 3D Realms is closing, says multiple sources. According to multiple published reports citing sources close to the company, 3D Realms has closed its doors. The company is best known for the Duke Nukem franchise and the controversial Shadow Warrior and the eternally in development Duke Nukem Forever. It's closing its doors due to a lack of funding. 3D Realms was founded in 1987 by Scott Miller and George Broussard and is best known for Duke Nukem 3D and other Duke Nukem series of games for various platforms. The company is best known for the never-ending development of its Duke Nukem 3D sequel, Duke Nukem Forever.
Just open source the damn thing.
Now it's better.
Now it's a lot better.
You're fine.
Yeah, you're talking normally again.
Oh, okay. So what do you guys think?
Well, we knew it was going to happen. I mean, it was in development since 1997. 12 years, it won, like, 8 Vaporware awards. I mean...
Yeah. It's been in development forever. That's where the forever from Duke Nukem Forever comes from. Of course, now it's forever.
But... What's Vaporware?
It's basically... That sequels and, you know, that sort of thing being in development and then, you know, what they call is development hell, where they basically start project on a certain platform, like, say, the Quake engine, which is what they started on, actually. And then once they get it close to being finished, the platform gets out of date, so they have to start over with a new platform. Basically, this is what happened. So they kept starting over and starting over, and, you know, they never got finished in time. So
that's basically
what happened to it, and which is kind of, you know, a bit disappointing because there are a lot of Duke Nukem fans out there that really like that game, me included. I still play it from time to time. In fact, I played Shadow Warrior yesterday.
It shouldn't have taken that long, you know?
Yeah, well,
yeah, it's odd that it took 12 years to even, or not, I don't know when they would have been done, or close to being done at a previous point, but even dragging it out for 12 years is a bit strange.
The only game that comes close to it is StarCraft II, actually.
How many years have they been up to now?
StarCraft came out in 98, I believe, right, and they're up there. They're up there, but...
See,
They've been releasing demos of StarCraft. Yeah.
That's something that I read. It's like, it's as if they, it's as if the people are doing it as sort of like a hobby, you know? Because they said they all have real lives and stuff now. So that's why, partly.
Mm-hmm.
So...
They ran out of funding, and when you're starting to run low on funding, you probably cut down the hours that you can work, and then you start doing it as a hobby if you really like it, and even then, if it doesn't cut it, you can't really release it.
Developing a game is hard work, I do have to say so, but the best course of action for this would just be to give up on the license and open source the thing. It'll be done within a year. That's what I say.
That's what they've done for their older games, and they're actually clones that have come out which actually work with Vista now. You don't need DOS or anything like that.
Oh, that's
so
good.
You can still find clones of the old Duke Nukem games and Shadow Warrior and other games like that as well. So, which is cool.
Yeah. Okay. So, Duke Nukem Forever, it's really going to be forever. Yep. Moving on, if I don't sound like Darth Vader anymore.
Oh, you sound like Shane.
Okie dokie. France passes 3 strikes anti-piracy law. The controversial France Hadopi anti-piracy law was passed by the National Assembly on Tuesday, 1 step closer to being signed into legal action. The new law introduces draconian measures to combat piracy, including a 3-strike regime for persistent offenders. In an attempt to reduce piracy, the French have passed a new law requiring internet service providers to cut off internet access for repeat copyright infringers. Under the new Hadopi legislation, ISPs would have to warn their customers twice when they are accused of infringing copyright. If both warnings are ignored, internet access for that subscriber will be terminated for up to 1 year, and they have to keep paying their ISP bill throughout this period, too.
That's kind of strange.
Leave it to France, you know?
Yeah, I was about to say, oh, the French.
Oh, I don't know. Hopefully this one will get repealed like they did in New Zealand back in February, you know? But
I don't know. I think they must have been on Hadopi when they came up with this anti-piracy law.
What is Hadopi?
I have no clue.
Sounds like hashish. Which would be marijuana.
What is hashish?
You get the thing is pot, right?
Oh, okay.
No, it's a drug. Types.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And just Wikipedia. Sure. Note that RSBNB update is not endorsing the use of any drugs for any activity.
Yeah, we don't even know what they're called, so try. I don't even know.
Oh. So, yeah, we just have to hope that it gets repealed and there's a outcry like there was with the last one, but who knows, you know? But France stood still when Nazi Germany walked all over them.
Stood still when everyone walked all over them. I mean, anyway, insulting the French.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that if you live in France.
Or if you are French of any type.
Yeah, remember that the end of the world thing with the 2 French people?
Oh no, take a break. Oh, no.
Yes.
I have some missiles!
Yes. So that's it for tech news. I think we should move on before we go any further down this road,
or before we get accused of, you know, RuneScape offensive language. Or
oh
anything.
Yeah, by a little NPC, you know.
Yeah, racial discrimination here.
Oh, anyways, remember our event rotation. Check out the forums. You have to be logged in to see it. So forums.rsbnb.com, create an account. And if you scroll to the bottom, you'll see all the upcoming events. There are 5 of them that rotate throughout the week. Half-Life 2, Castle Wars, Call of Duty, Boss Takedown, and Pest Control. So, yeah. Fun events.
Half-Life 2?
Well, yeah, they're not going to be hearing that. It's going to be last night. So,
if you didn't come, you should have. It was awesome. I can already tell you this.
I hope so. I really hope so. So, check out the forums and come to some of our events. Engage with the community. I'll probably be at some of them. So if you're not interested in the event, just come talk to me.
Looks like there's 3 happening on Saturday.
Yeah,
here,
that's right. So
there's at 1:30, 4, and well, my time anyway. Yes, never mind. I won't talk. It's my time only.
Skill of the month update for the woodcutting skill of the month. It's still a 4-person race. That's good.
That's good.
Very
We're getting
good.
Some competition here.
Yeah. First place is Thom with 4.1 million XP. Second place is Owen, 1892, with 3.5 million XP. Third is JSB Rules 2 with 3.2 million XP. And in fourth is Italy for Life with 2.6 million XP. So yeah, it's still anyone's race, even those of you guys who I did not mention. So there's no reason to quit.
Don't give up now.
This is even skill of the year. So most experience gained at skill of the month competitions over the entire year.
We still have half the month to complete it as well.
Yeah, that's right. And look what these guys have done in half the month. So you could really pass some of these people. I don't know. I like woodcutting. What about you guys?
Used to be my skill back in free to play. that was my thing. Like, I think almost all my experience that I have now is from free-to-play.
You should do some. I found it really therapeutic when I got 99 woodcutting.
Yeah, could I have my dragon woodcutting axe in the bank and
hatchet.
Whatever. Have it in the bank. It wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. Okay. So, your Windows 7 article. Do you want to tell us about that?
So, my first article was several months ago when Windows 7 beta was released. And this is the follow-up to that with Windows 7 release candidate being released. Just talking about the differences and the road ahead, hopefully, will be as smooth sailing as the beta and release candidate have been. And the buzz around the tech community is that it's a very solid release, at least so far. If you're on XP and you're looking for something else, which by this point it's been...
too long.
Way too long. People don't like Vista. And Windows 7 is Vista Lite. It uses way less... It's more than XP, but less than Vista resource intensive wise. But it's definitely a notch above. If you haven't tried it and you have the ability to, I'd strongly encourage you to do so. With Release Candidate, you get a full year of Windows 7 Release Candidate. It's good till next. It's effectively good till next March before it starts shutting off every 2 hours, which seems a little bit pointless. But I think it's going to be October or so that the final builds will be out.
It's
you don't
good.
Necessarily need, yeah, it's good stuff.
It's a good OS. It made XP feel painful to use after.
And that's one of the ways you can tell if something that's out in the future is better than something that predates it. Yes. If you go back to the older stuff and it just is horrible to use or it's painful to use, that's a good thing.
Yeah. What about you, Mr. Color? Are you on Vista still?
Yep, still on Vista. But will get...
Yeah, get the upgrade for Windows 7. It should be good. Feel like new again.
I'll get it when it comes out on the new computers. And I'll probably, when I get a new computer, I'll get it.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm fine with Vista.
Yeah, this is all right.
So, what have you guys all been doing? Let's start with Mr. Kala.
Like in RuneScape or real life?
Both.
Well, in RuneScape, I used up 400 death runes last night. Woo!
Yay!
What'd you use them on?
What did I use them for? I don't know. Fire Blast on White Knights. Good XP from F2Pers. Like myself. And real life. Well, not very much. It's been raining the past few days, but it's nice and sunny out there now. My dad wants me to do the lawn mowing, as always. God, there's so many lawns. So many lawns to do.
We only have the front and the back here.
Yeah. And your lawns haven't even started growing yet.
That's right. They're still brown.
We've already mowed our lawn, I think, twice. Yeah, it's been twice.
Mine needs doing every week, and I've got 4 patches to do.
God. Wow.
Do you push mow, or...?
Yeah. Well, no, it's self-propelled. But, it's a push mower. It's not a ride-em, which is... kind of sucks.
Yeah, we've got multiple riding mowers, and they all get put to use.
That's good. Yeah. Did your sister do any?
No.
That's too bad.
Does she do anything around the house? No.
Anything else, Mr. Kala?
Not anything else, except I've been going out, putting out resumes for a job. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
It's hard now with the times that we're in, but... there are things out there, so don't give up if anyone else is doing the same as I am.
Okay. Paul?
I got out of school a couple weeks ago. Going back for summer session, or not going back, it'll be a different school for summer session. That'll be a wonderful 8 hours of my day for pretty much the entire summer.
Ooh.
40 hours a week. Oh, joy. Yeah. Last year I took one class, and it was... I think an hour and a half a day. Now it's 3 hours of lab, 3 hours of lecture every day. And then there's an hour for lunch, and it'll be about half hour in, half hour out, give or take, driving. So, and it'll be a rush hour, so that might increase. I'm definitely looking forward to this.
Wow.
On RuneScape, okay. Haven't been doing much, just got 95 Slayer, but I kind of forgot about it. I've been like 300 experience away, logged out at my task for the past like 4 or 5 days.
That's good. You know,
yep.
Yeah, anything else? Real life?
Nope. Pretty boring.
Besides mowing?
Mowing. Did change the oil and change the blades. And
do you keep extra blades around the house?
Well, not in the house, keep in the barn, but yes.
Okay. Just wondering, in case anyone breaks in. But that's good.
No, why? Of all the things that we have, I don't think you'd steal lawnmowers.
Like, no, I mean for defense, you know, like use it as a sword.
Or I could use a gun, you know. I've got those
right.
Too.
Right, forgot about that.
Or a knife. Lawnmower blades are pretty dull. I mean, even when they're sharp, they're not that great.
Okay, thank you. That's good. As for me, I've been doing some runecrafting, which is painful, painful, painful. I'm sorry to anybody out there who likes runecrafting, but it's just too painful.
It's that Frosty Vogue kid who's getting 99, so I'm sure he's feeling the pain.
Yeah. What else have I been doing? I've been starting to work on a little site project or something, generating ideas for it, and it's in the planning stages right now. It's on the drawing board, let's just say that. And yeah, that's probably about it, unless there's anything else. I ordered a device that came today. I have yet to unpack it, so that's good.
Yay. So
you guys will be
a device.
Yeah, a mind control device. But anyways, with that said, I think it's time we wrap this one up, unless there's anything else that we missed.
Oh yeah, what else have you been doing, Shane, lately, Shane? I mean,
That's it.
Oh, I thought you were practicing your Darth Vader impression.
No. I hope not. Oh.
I think Darth Vader was dying. That was horrible.
Yeah. Oh, there was a Star Trek movie last week. That was good fun.
Yep.
It was a good movie. Very good.
It's gotten great reviews. So.
Yeah, and $76 million in the first weekend. Oh, that's
They're
good.
Over 100 mil worldwide now. Last I checked yesterday, and that was the figures. I think it was like 106 million.
Oh, that's good. They're close to breaking the budget then. Budget was 140 million.
Yep.
So
they'll do it, I think.
That's good for the movie. It just means that there's going to be another one eventually. So
I'm sure Brad will be happy.
Oh yeah. You guys should go see it, those of you guys who haven't.
Yes.
But
it's not just for Trekkies. It's
for
Trekkers.
Right. It's for anybody, really,
people
you know?
Who like, yes.
Anybody who likes a good story and who isn't, like, that's one thing we've talked about before with Star Trek. It's not about just blowing things up to get things done, you know? So it's about working together to solve problems and stuff. So that's what it's all about, and that's the way I like it. But anyways, anything else?
Nope.
Okay, then. With that said, I think RSBNB Update 204 is done for Mr. King Kula.
Or goodbye.
Kula, as he prefers it said. And
Kula,
Paul,
as he prefers it said.
Yep. Who is also known as PFK99s or Paulina when he falls asleep. Silver's 9
fall
on
asleep
RuneScape.
That often.
See you next week, everyone. Goodbye.
See ya.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. It looks like you put one of those, like, Darth Vader things over your headset or something.
Oh, no. Oh, this is not.
No, it's echoing. It's really bad, Shane. Like, I'm... I've never heard something. It's echoing, it's distorting, and it's crackling.
Oh.
I really hope it's recording this.
Maybe it's Skype.
I'll restart the end.
Oh, that's awesome.